Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and I want to thank you for being a part of the listening audience for this morning's edition of Light for Living on this wonderful Resurrection Sunday morning. And what an exciting time it ought to be for us as we observe. And as we told our church, we really ought to on a weekly basis, daily basis, but specifically on this Sunday, we observe the coming out of the tomb in power and great glory by our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I am so very glad to report to you that indeed He is alive. You say, how long is He alive for? He is alive forevermore. And I am glad to report to you that you can make a trip over to Jerusalem and investigate as long as you will for any evidence that His remains are still in the tomb, and you'll find none. But we have all evidence that He is seated physically in power and great glory at the right hand of the Father. And the Bible says He ever liveth to make intercession for you. That's a marvelous thing. That's an exciting thing, an encouraging thing during these darkest of days, to know that we have a God that is still alive. He is still in charge. He's still in power. He is still in all of His glory. And we have the blessed promise, those of the redeemed, that one day, and I believe very soon, we shall see Him face to face. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I beg of you to trust Him even today before it's too late. And if so, you'll rejoice as we're rejoicing that we have a Savior that lives. I'm glad for that. And I sure pray on that note that you will be found faithful in the Lord's house. Those of you that have the opportunity physically, you're able to do so, you ought to do so, and worship the Lord amongst God's people on this wonderful, wonderful day of the year. If you don't have a good church home, visit the True Light Baptist Church this morning. And Lord willing, the service time will be at 11 o'clock. And the church is located at 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. Just take Highway 501 South. If you're coming from Highway 58 and go about 7.5 miles, church will be on the left. If you're coming across the state line, look for us on the right, about 5 miles or so. And any community that you're in the Halifax County area, Mecklenburg, you're not going to have any trouble finding the church, and we ask you to do so. Again, at 11 o'clock, Lord willing, Facebook Live, YouTube channel, as well as TLBCAlton.com for those that cannot physically be there for the live stream. All right. Again, trust you have a great resurrection day. Do be found faithful. I do want to finish up this thought that we began a couple of weeks ago. And we ought to certainly be desirous to follow the will of the Lord God Almighty. He is alive, isn't He? He's wonderful. He's holy in all His ways. And so we ought to seek out His will and be determined to stay in His will. And we're giving the illustration of a man by the name of Elijah as he is called to the brook Cherith, and his obedience, and then what God ultimately does. So I'm looking now at 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1 through 4 again. The Bible says, "And Elisha the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." Few things we talked about a couple of weeks ago. We dealt a little bit with the courage of Elijah and how he stood before that wicked King Ahab. And he had no power of his own to do so. But we know that he came in the power of God. And when God takes control of your life, he empowers you. It's his power. He gives you the courage to stand before the enemy. And I'm afraid we have so many that are so very timid right now in the day in which we live in because we have very little of the power of God. It is available to us. We just need to get plugged in. Would you not agree? And so Elijah was a man of great courage, and we need men and we need women and we need young boys and girls under the power of God Almighty to stand up for the Lord, but to stand up for what is wrong. If it was wrong yesterday, dear child of God, it is wrong today, and we need to be willing to take a stand for the Lord God Almighty. We talked about not only the courage, but we talked about the call to Cherith. And we talked about how it may have seemed odd, but it was certainly definite. The Lord was very specific. He told him to get to the brook Cherith. And what was the right response? Elijah may not have fully understood, but he was obedient. Ladies and gentlemen, again, there's going to be things that the Lord will lead us to do that you may not have all the answers, you may not understand, but just do it because he's always right. He already knows the outcome. He already knows what he plans on doing. Let's just follow him instead of trying to figure everything out, because if you try to figure God out, it just isn't going to work. God's thoughts and his mind are so very far beyond our capacity. It's not my job nor yours to understand everything about him. He'll give us plenty in his word to reveal himself, but it's ultimately my job by faith to follow him. Now, I want to give you this for your consideration. I want you to notice the outcome, or should I say the confirmation of God's promise to this man Elijah. Now, remember, again, in chapter number 17 and verse number 4, he tells Elijah, get thee up. But then he tells him that he's going to command the ravens to feed him there. Now, that sounds odd, doesn't it? But again, what did Elijah do? Elijah was obedient, right? Didn't try to figure everything out. He just followed God's will. And look what happens. There in verse number 5, Bible says, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. That is, stop right there. That's the key. He did according to the, so he didn't just leave. He did it exactly God's way. And if we want the way, the path of blessing and the path of power, we've got to follow the path of the Lord, his way. Now I read on. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. You see there in verse number 5 and verse number 6, the Lord had promised him that he would feed him by the ravens. Now, he did not feed Elijah ravens, but they were the delivery service. You see much about delivery services now for restaurants. Well, Elijah had that beat long, long time ago. It came in via airmail, and God had the ravens on a delivery service to take care of him both morning and evening. I want you to notice something else, though. Did you notice in our reading here? Now, again, he stood before Ahab, and Ahab was a wicked king, and Ahab had a lot of human power, didn't he? But there by the brook Cherith, we see that God protected Elijah, didn't he? Do you know that the safest place, and I've said it before, but the safest place that you and I could ever be is exactly where God wants us to be. Maybe God leads you to somewhere and you say, I can't go there. Look what all is going on. Understand again that if God leads, that is the very safest place. And so right there by the brook Cherith, God's protective hand was upon him. You know this verse, but the Bible says in Psalm 34 and verse number 7, "The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them." That's the protective hand of our Lord God Almighty. Then we notice right in the text the provisions. Well, I would say that this would be miraculous what took place here. He didn't have to go scavenging for food. God used an unclean animal to bring in that which was clean to feed the man that had remained clean before the Lord by his obedience. And so not only will God protect us when we find God's will, when we follow God's will, and we continue in God's will, he protects us, but he provides for us. Aren't you glad that we have a wonderful, ever-loving Heavenly Father that has promised to meet our needs as we obey him? Then I want you to think about this. There is what I see in the next few chapters, a promotion. I'm not going to turn there, but if you'll look at chapter number 18, you know the story, I'm sure, rather well. We see what else took place in chapter 17, so you need to read about that. You'll already be familiar, but in chapter number 18, we see that Elijah is back after a period of time before old Ahab again. And there's a challenge that's directed. Now, there are 450 prophets of Baal. But as you study the text, there's also 400 prophets of the groves. And there's going to be a great showdown that's set up. I think you know the story very well. The God that was to answer by fire, he was going to be indeed God. We even see the prophets of Baal, they've set up the sacrifice, they've set up the altar, and they're crying out to Baal, crying out, cutting themselves, jumping on the altar, I mean, causing the biggest stir. And Elijah's just as calm as he can be and even gets a little bit humorous in his sarcasm towards the prophets of Baal. Baal was not to be heard from, but oh, the God of heaven sure was. We see how the sacrifice was prepared and how Elijah even had them continue to pour water on the altar so much that it ran through the troughs that was constructed around the altar. And Elijah simply called out to God. And God answered by fire, consumed the sacrifice. We see a great victory there on Mount Carmel. We see God use Elijah in an incredible way. And a great victory was wrought. But here is my closing thought. There could not be the Mount Carmel experience if there had not been the Brook Cherith experience. You see, there's many, I believe, that are maybe held back as to what God wants to do and can do in your life and even through your life because you've not yet willing to come to a point of complete obedience, going and doing what God said and be determined to stay in the will of God. God cannot promote you into leadership, or should I say greater leadership, until he finds you faithful in lesser matters. And so we see a great promotion. God used him mightily. But had Elijah disobeyed, and I'm glad he didn't, but had he disobeyed, would the story be different? Probably so. See, God had something far beyond just him learning to be. God knew what he was going to do. God knew how he was going to use Elijah. But he had to first prove Elijah. And so I encourage you, sir, ma'am, be determined to know that God knows what's best for you. He knows all things. If he directs and leads, he will protect and provide. And just understand that God always has a purpose for what he is asking you to do, even if it makes no sense to you. There must be proving before there is promotion. Find the will of God. Stay in the will of God. Determine to serve our risen Savior, not just today, but for the rest of your life. I hope you'll do so. I hope it's a challenge and an encouragement to you. And I hope to see you very, very soon here at True Light. May the Lord bless you.